then you're okay. Because you know what? I've been getting emails over the last year or so from people saying, talk to David, check with him, make sure he's okay. So I'm doing that first. Are you okay?
Yeah, I mean, I've had many challenges over the years and recent years because, funnily enough, there are forces that don't want me to that put this out, and it's being communicated more and more successfully. The interest in my work is now kind of phenomenal compared with what it was, 20 years ago, and people are now waking up, not just by. I think this might happen. People are waking up now because of daily experience. You turn on the news and you see so many things that were in my books years ago that are now happening. And in fact, there was a television program on even mainstream television in Britain called David Icke, Was He Right? Which was based on the fact that things that were happening in the world, particularly since 9/11, were in my books years ago. So people are beginning to wake up on an increasingly vast scale, and it's also testament to the fact, George, you know, that if you keep speaking your truth, and your truth has got any validity, then eventually people will see it, and it's vital that people keep doing that rather than walking away or keeping their heads down because they get resistance or criticism.
Well, you're hugely controversial, David, to sometimes attacked, but your views are important because this audience needs to hear different perspectives as they make up their own minds on what's going on. The problem is you are right in many cases as you begin to see this unfold. I've always wondered, ever since we first talked, what would take them so long to try to shut you down? Because as you got bigger and bigger and bigger, and more people began to read your work and witness your work at the various places that you go, it's only a matter of time before they try to start squashing people.
Yeah, but I tell you now, George, they ain't going to squash me. You know, it's a matter of sense of reality. And over the years, when I first started traveling around America, talking about this from about 96, I met so many people, whistleblowers and researchers and people who were trying to get this information out, who were doing it in fear of the consequences. And when you are in fear to the point where you are certain that something's going to come along to stop you, then there's a very great chance you're going to actually attract that to you.
Now, the non-controversial part of me wanted to say, because you're a former professional soccer player, maybe we'll just sit back and talk about David Beckham. But nah, can't do that.
let's not talk about David Beckham. The other thing about your question, though, George, is when I first started talking publicly, not just about this, but about the fact that this reality is not what we think it is in the early 1990s, I went through the most incredible public ridicule in Britain, to the point where I couldn't walk down any street without being laughed at. A comedian on the television only had to say my name, no joke necessary, and they got a laugh. Now, that, with hindsight, because I've looked of my life, as you were in part of the introduction, and I can see now the links in the chain that have all been necessary while they were not understandable in the experiencing of them, while they did not seem to be certainly positive or have any good reason. I can see now why they were all connected. And one great benefit, there were a number of them, funnily enough, one great benefit of this enormous ridicule that I went through was that when I started talking about this stuff, I'm sure the manipulators were very happy about it. But if this guy's talking about it, well, crikey, everyone thinks he's a nutter.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
But they forget and they've forgotten something that I've been talking about all over the years when people said, why do you keep going when people just ridicule you? And the answer was this: you can't unhear something. And if you keep putting it out and it's got any validity, eventually what you say is going to be shown to be true, and then people will look at you in a different light. Now, that's exactly what's happened. But as it's happening, I'm now up to a very fast pace. I've got all these books, including the new one, with all this information in them. And now it's a very different proposition to stop me than it would have been earlier on the road. But at that time, they saw no reason to stop me for the reasons I've just talked about. So I'm now at a time where I feel just that this is the cusp of enormous change and enormous mass understanding of what's going on. And these next few years, you mentioned in your introduction earlier how, you know, glad you are to be alive at this time. Well, so am I, because we are going to see terrific challenges and also terrific change. And in the end, it's going to be a positive change, because humanity is going to wake up from its amnesic state, and it's going to remember who it is, where it is, and the true nature of what it is, which is infinite genius consciousness.